This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's legislature is asserting its budgetary authority over $1.6 billion in new federal aid that dwarfs year-to-year spending adjustments, setting an agenda for an economic recovery that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham can challenge only with her veto pen. Legislators want to replenish the state's unemployment fund, bail out public museums and historic sites, and endow the state's lottery scholarship with $100 million. Some states are only beginning to sort out spending priorities for federal funds. Congress and President Joe Biden approved the $1.9 trillion relief package this month that funnels billions of dollars directly to New Mexico's state government, school districts, and local governments. Much of New Mexico was blanketed by winter weather warnings and advisories as forecasters warned that snow in mountains and rain in valleys could make driving conditions hazardous in some areas through tomorrow. The National Weather Service said the storm is expected to produce strong winds with blowing snow in the Albuquerque area and potentially damaging winds in the Rio Grande Valley. Forecasts call for moderate to heavy snowfall in much of the northern and central New Mexico. Travel impacts were likely in mountain passes and along Interstate 25 between Santa Fe and Raton, and Interstate 40 between Santa Rosa and Clients Corners. The Navajo Nation yesterday reported no new COVID-19 cases and no deaths. It was the second consecutive day that the tribe has not recorded a coronavirus-related death. The death toll remains at 1,233 since the pandemic began, with the number of confirmed cases at just over 30,000 on the vast reservation that covers parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. The Navajo Nation had a soft reopening last week with 25% capacity for some businesses under certain restrictions. Still, mask mandates and daily curfews remain. Tribal health officials say more than 191,000 vaccine doses have been distributed. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller has formally declared his candidacy for re-election. The 43-year-old Albuquerque native made the announcement yesterday. There are at least three possible contenders hoping to unseat Keller. Among those candidates is Nicholas Bevins, a 25-year-old grassroots activist. Bernalillo County Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez III has submitted a candidate registration form for the race, but the Albuquerque Journal reports that Gonzalez has declined to confirm he's running, saying earlier this month he filed the paperwork to better explore a potential run. Patrick Ben Sace also has filed a candidate registration for the mayoral race. This is KUNM.